Blog Talk Radio.
Never stop streaming. Only T-Mobile lets your family stream music and video on the most popular services like YouTube and Pandora without using any of your LTE data. And right now, get your family 3 lines, each with 6 gigs of LTE data for just $40 per line, and your 4th line is free. Hurry to T-Mobile or call 1-800-T-Mobile now.
Limited time offer subject to change. OSC plus taxes and fees. Detectable video typically streams at DVD quality. Third-party subscription charges may apply. Streaming on included services on qualifying plan on our network. See data management practices at T-Mobile.com.
Before me, there was no Elohim form, neither should there be after me. I am Yahweh, and besides me, there is no Savior. Besides me, there is no JC. You notice that? Here the Creator lets us know that we should worship Him and Him alone.
I sit at the feet of kings in the morning, in the dawn of my rise. In Kongs with the blessed and most learned leaders, godly and wise. Just imagine sitting in the council of righteous kings. Thousands of years condemned in a written testimony. Yow, sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. No understanding that which was not known. Thought it was me, but there were angels all around. The more I learn, I see how much I don't really know. Came into my life and shake the negative down. Blessing me with strength when my weakness is a bow. These angels, the real people I man and know. The offerings of the righteous, the God's inspired word. So I give unto thee thanks and praise. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. And so we sing with joy. Count in my blessings, yeah. One way is life, no blood. Full grace, full deliverance can be our destiny. For in this life we burn. Beginning of which is the Almighty, yeah. A blessing for all mankind. A proverbial stand, clear for all we to see. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. In the morning, while I'm waking, giving praises, silent talking, conversing in my mind, trying to be real and honest with me, giving time, getting set in my way, in my prayer, in this day. Now look back, for here come it wisdom, extolling a God bless deliverer, pray. Sing that song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing that song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah. Be that song, be that song. Sing that song, sing that song, give that song, song, sing that song, live that song, be that song, see that song, sing that song, live that song, live that song, see that song.
Before me, there was no Abraham.
Sing that song.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein by saying hallelujah. My name is Moray Ishaya ben Yisrael, out of the house of Israel, of Raleigh, North Carolina, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And as I let all our listeners know, whether you're listening by phone, whether you're listening by internet, that all you're going to get is nothing but the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. But for some strange reason, if you are suspicious of anything that I'm teaching, anything that I'm telling you, give me a call and let's discuss it. Let me say shalom to our beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening in tonight. I know many of our people have not heard me live in a few weeks because of my travel, and I will update you on my travel. And, of course, I miss all of our brothers and sisters as I travel around the country bringing the message of the Most High to our people. And what message have I been bringing to our people? The message has been, it's time to seek Yah. And truly, it's time to seek Yah. Because as I travel around the country, I find that our people, Yah's people, are in a state of condition that the Creator prophesied we will be in. And He said that if we seek Him, though, with all our heart and with all our soul, we will find Him. And this is the message that I've been taking to our beautiful brothers and sisters. Again, as many of you all know, we are organizing, calling the various elders and the leaders and our people to join us March the 27th through the 29th. A three-day gathering where we will go before the Most High and seek Him as the scriptures dictate to us. And we will read these scriptures so you can understand exactly what the Creator mandated. We will be in Suffolk, Virginia, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Suffolk. You can visit our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org, worldgatheringyisrael.org, where you can get the hotel number and begin to make reservations for this upcoming gathering, again, which is held in March, March the 27th through the 29th. And the rooms are selling out. Many people all over the country is making reservations. So get your reservation in. Again, visit our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org, or call me, 919-931-6216. 919-931-6216. If you need any assistance or further information. So what have I been doing the last few weeks? Well, the last few weeks I've been traveling to various cities to talk to our people face to face. And we're not done traveling to talk to our people face to face. We have many other cities to visit to talk to the various leaders, the various elders, and our people. And what are we talking to them about? The Creator lets us know in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, and let us read that. I know we read it often, but do we understand it? For the Creator lets us know in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, starting at the very first verse. And let me grab it. And this is what it says. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Pour the decree, bring forth. Before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. And, of course, what is this decree? You notice it said, gather yourself together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. And one of the things that is often asked when we gather ourselves or when we go out to visit our various brothers and sisters, some of the questions are, well, why should we to Virginia to seek the Most High? Well, as we read it here, you notice it says, gather yourselves together. Whatever we do and wherever we go, the Creator wants us to gather ourselves together. And that can be anywhere, as long as we gather ourselves together. Furthermore, the Creator lets us know, seek ye Yah, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. So the Almighty, the Creator, is letting us know, once we gather ourselves together, for the decree bring forth. And what do that mean? In other words, before the command go out, the command of destruction, the command to destroy the wicked. And then it said, before the day passed as the shaft. And what do that mean? That means before the day began to start turning in darkness. You know it is early. You know it's afternoon. But all of a sudden, this day is turning into blackness and darkness. And it's not because it's going to rain. It's not because it's you see a storm coming. And a storm was prophesied to happen. No, this day will turn dark without any warning, without any weather report, without any pending rain. The Creator saying, gather yourself before this day. And then the Creator says, for the day of Yah's anger come upon you. So a lot of things will happen on a certain day only the Creator himself know about. And so what are we doing? We heeding the command of Yah. So what did we propose? We're proposing to all the elders, all the leaders, all our people all over who can hear my voice to spread the word that we're coming together in Jamestown, Virginia. And why are we coming together? Why are we gathering ourselves together? To seek Yah. To seek righteousness and to seek meekness. And what is righteousness and meekness in Yah that we must seek it? And what do the word seek mean? The word seek means to inquire, to ask, to seek out, to find out, to look for. And there's things we just don't know about the Most High. There's things we don't know about righteousness. There are things we don't know about meekness that we need to go to the Most High about. And why? Because today our people are divided more than they ever have been divided. And the only one that has the answer, and the only one that knows how to bring the crooked things or make the crooked things straight, is the Most High. And the Almighty is letting us know we must do this, that we might be here in the day of Yah's anger. That's why this day will look terrible. You would think it is a day promote rain and thundering and lightning. But no, it's just the day of Yah. It's the day of Yah's anger. And this is what the Creator wants us to do. Now, what if we choose not to gather ourselves together? Does this mean we cannot seek Yah? No, that don't mean that at all. If we don't go to Jamestown, Virginia, can we still seek Yah? Yes, we can. If we don't put on sackcloth and ashes and fast before the Most High, can we still seek Him? Yes, we can. You can seek Yah from wherever you are. You can seek Yah in any manner, as long as your heart is rent. As long as your heart is humble, Yah will hear your cries. But you must seek Him. And the question is, what if you don't seek the Most High? And what do Yah have to say about those who refuse to seek Him? The Creator said in the book of Isaiah the 65th chapter, and it, when you read this, it sounds like an oxymoron. It's really confusing if you really don't understand what it's saying. Tell us here in Isaiah 65, the very first verse. And before I read this, I want to thank our beautiful brothers in Atlanta, Georgia, the last place that I went for a beautiful and awesome visit there, where they received me with open arms, and I thank you, and I praise Yah for you, and particularly Moray Uriah and the elders and leaders with him, Rabbi Shalem and the elder or Zakein Yaakov. I thank you all, and I thank all the beautiful brothers and sisters and elders that traveled from afar, many from Florida, that traveled up just to hear the message of the Most High. And I praise Yah for you all and all the people who came out in the Atlanta local area. And this is what it says in Isaiah 65. I am thought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. Do that make sense to you all? All right, I'm going to read that again. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was called, that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, was walking in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. A people that provoked me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificing gardens and burning incense upon altars of brick, which remain among the graves, lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh, and broth of abominable things is in their vessels, which say, stand by thyself, come not nigh unto me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense into their bosom. Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, said Yah, which have burned incense upon the mountains and blasphemy upon the hills. Therefore will I measure their former work into their bosom. Thus said Yah, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth the seed out of Yaakov and out of Yehuda, an inheritor of my mountains, and my elect shall inherit it, and my servant shall dwell therein. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me. So the Creator has a special blessing for those. But again, the question again is, what if you decide not to seek the Most High? And why wouldn't you seek the Most High? Why wouldn't you inquire of the Most High? Even this gathering, why would you just totally dismiss this gathering that Zephaniah prophesied hundreds of years, thousands of years ago? Would you just dismiss it, or would you consider it? And if you consider it, would not you seek the Most High about it? Would you dismiss it, as many of our people do, as they dismiss the Creator's words? Look what the Creator said concerning this matter in the book of Ezekiel, the 22nd chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 23rd verse. And this is what it says. And the word of Yah came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in a day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbath, and I am profaned among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey, to shed blood and to destroy souls, to get dishonest gain. And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, saying vanity, and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus said Yah Elohim, when Yah have not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge, stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I've consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own weight have I recompensed upon their head. Said Yah Elohim. And what is this letting us know? It is clearly letting us know, even when our people was in the land, and they began to be corrupt, and they corrupted themselves, the Almighty looked for just one man, anybody, that would stand in the gap, that would make up the hedge so that he would not destroy the land. Because if there was one righteous, if there was one man that stood up, then Yah spared that place. But Yah found none. Therefore, he destroyed. He destroyed the land. And Yah is still looking for someone to make up the hedge, to stand in the gap. No one will seek him. If none will seek the true and living Elohim, the expectations of this and destruction. Look what the Creator let us know in the book of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. And what are we discussing? We are discussing, we know we must seek Yah. Yah mandated that we seek him. But what if we don't seek him? Then what is our expectation? In the book of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter, and I will start at the very first verse, and this is what it says. And the word of Yah came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus says Yah Elohim unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Shall not the shepherd feed the flocks? Ye eat the flax, and ye clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The disease ye have not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them, and they were scattered, because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of Yah. As I live, said Yah Elohim, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of Yah. Thus says Yah Elohim, and I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. The Creator's against his flock, his shepherds, because they're not feeding the flock. But watch what it further says. For thus said Yah Elohim, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And what are we talking about? What day is this cloudy and dark day? This day is not a day of rain. It's not a day of thunder and lightning. This day is the day of Yah's anger. And what did Yah say in the day of his anger? Gather yourself together. Yea, gather yourself together, O nation not desired. And what do he want us to do? He want us to seek Yah. You see, this is what he want us to do. Are we prepared to do what Yah mandated us to do? Patience of one that refused to seek the Most High. And I must repeat, do you have to go to Virginia? No. Do you have to put on sackcloth and ashes? No. Do you have to fast? No. But do you have to seek the Most High? And the answer is absolutely yes, you do. And why? Look what the Creator let us know in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. We see the Almighty is against these shepherds, his shepherds that's supposed to feed his flock. And what are they supposed to feed the flock? Is not they supposed to feed the flock the truth? Don't they supposed to feed the flock the word of Yah? And did not the word of Yah let our people know that they must seek him? And if they seek him, they will find him. And this is what it says. In the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, and I'll start reading at the 8th verse. Yah sent a word unto Yaakov, and it has lighted upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and inhabitants of Samaria, that say in the pride and stoutness of heart, the bricks are falling down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. Therefore, Yah shall set up the adversaries a reason against him, and join his enemies together. The Syrians before, the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For the people turn not unto him that smited them, neither do they seek Yah of hosts. And this is what we tell you. This is nothing new. This is no new revelation. This is no new thing that we're talking about. The Almighty always was looking for someone to stand in a gap. He has always looked for someone to make up the hedge. Always been listening and looking and waiting for one to seek him. But it says, for the people turning not unto him that smited them, neither do they seek Yahweh. Therefore, Yah will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush in one day, the ancient and honorable. He is the head, and the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of his people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. And I'm trying to save your life. But our people are destroyed because we have not come together to seek Yah. This is our salvation. And once we seek Yah, if we seek him with our whole heart and with our whole mind, in spite of what the shepherds are saying, in spite of what the leaders are doing, in spite of the message of doom, if we seek Yah, Yah said himself, we shall find him. And as I traveled all over the country to let our people know this truth, this is a decision that you yourself have to make, because every soul belongs unto Yah. Your soul does not belong unto man. It belongs unto Yah. And will you make up the hedge? Will you stand in the gap? Because the Almighty is and has always looked for a man to do such a thing. Look what the Creator let us know in the book of 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, the 13th and the 14th verse. and watch what Samuel said to Saul. It says in the 13th verse, and Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of Yah, thy Elohim, which he commanded thee. For now would Yah have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. He had an opportunity to be established forever. But what happened? Look what it says. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Yah have sought him a man after his own heart, and Yah have commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which Yah commanded thee. And as I stated before, Yah has always sought a man after his own heart. Yah has always been looking for someone to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge. And what is the expectation of not standing in the gap, not making up the hedge, not seeking Yah? It is simple. And destruction. Look what the Creator in the book of Isaiah, the 31st chapter. Just continually letting you know the same thing. First, we must seek the Most High. But if you choose not to seek the Most High, I want you to know the flip side of not seeking the Most High. And this is what it says in the very first verse. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, as many of our people do. Egypt just means bondage. And oftentimes our people, when they want help, they go right to their captors. They go right to their oppressors. They go right to the hands of the enemies, the one that has been mistreating them, the one that has been misteaching them, the one that they have showed them the most hatred. And it says, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in the horsemen, because they are very strong, not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither Yah. These people, for some strange reason, they refuse to seek Yah. They refuse to look unto the Holy One of Israel for their help. And brothers and sisters, we need help. We in dire need of divine intervention. And when will we ask Yah to intervene? When will we call upon Yah to crooked things straight? When will we gather ourselves together as Yah mandated? Or will we continue to allow these shepherds, these leaders, fool us, trick us into believing that all we have to do is sit and wait? Watch what the Creator says in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. And I'm going to read the 7th, start at the 17th verse. Gather up thy wares out of the land, O inhabitant of the fortress. For thus says Yah, behold, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at this once, and will distress them that they may find it so. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous. But I said, truly this is a grief, and I must bear it. My tabernacle is full, and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent anymore and to set up my curtain. And this is why. For the pastors are become brutish and have not sought Yah. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Over and over again, we see the expectation of one that seek not the Most High. Expectations of those that sought Him not. The reality of what happens when you forget about Yah. When you forget about His flock, who He said is His joy and His love, His everlasting gates, His witnesses, called His everlasting gates, His world without end. How could you forget them, whom Yah loves so much? How could you go without seeking the Most High? Creator said in the book of Zephaniah, the 1st chapter, all over the scriptures, the Creator prophesied that He will return. The scriptures prophesied that He will return with His anger, with His fierce anger. And let me show you, when He returned with His anger, who He's returning for. It says in the book of Zephaniah, the 1st chapter, the very first verse, the word of Yah which came unto Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, I will utterly consume all things from off the land, said Yah. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven and the fishes of the sea and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from off the land, said Yah. Also stretch out my hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of the deity from this place, and the name of the deities with the priests, and them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetop, and them that worship and swear by Yah and swear by the deity, and them that are turned back from Yah, and those that have not sought Yah nor inquired for Him. This, who He said, His hand will be stretched out upon. These are the people who Yah said He's coming for, not with His mercy, not with His love, not for His wonders, anger, his fierce anger. Those who have not inquired of him, and those that have not sought him, and those who are turned back from Yah. Because, brothers and sisters, Yah mandated, Yah prophesied that we must seek him. And let me tell you, there's going to come a time where seeking the Most High, and let me show you, that there is a clock attached to seeking the Most High. And watch this in the book of Amos, the 8th chapter. That's why we must seek him early. And you seek him when? When it comes to your heart and mind, we got to seek the Most High. And you might say, well, I'm going to seek him individually. Well, that's good, because you should seek him for everything. But the Creator, for some strange reason, wanted our people to gather themselves together to seek him. And the Creator lets us know in the book of Amos, the 8th chapter, and watch what this says. In the 11th verse, behold, the days come, says Yah Elohim, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water of hearing the words of Yah. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of Yah, and shall not find it. And why? Because there's a clock. There's a clock attached to this gathering. There's a clock attached to this mandate. There's a clock attached to seeking righteousness and meekness. And when you go to seek these things, let me tell you, my beloved and brothers and sisters, before I go to you, before I call upon you, and if you have any comments, any questions at all, give us a call and press the number 1 on your phones, and I'm going to come right to you. And just to show you, there's a clock to these things. And know what time that you're in. And oftentimes our people get the times confused. And this is what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. And watch what this says in the very first verse. It says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So there's a time to everything. And we have to know the times. And this is one of our dilemmas. We don't know the time. And watch what it says. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up which that is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, to mourn and a time to dance. And I want our brothers and sisters to know that when we go to Virginia, when we go to Suffolk, Virginia, when we go and gather ourselves at the James River, I want them to know what time it is. It's not a time to rejoice. It's not a time of joy. It's not a time of gladness. This is a time of weeping, a time of mourning, to rend our hearts, a time to humble ourselves, and it's not a time of celebration. We must know the times, because if we get the time confused, surely we will be rejoicing instead of weeping. And this we don't want to do. Again, give us a call, 347-838-8963. And we're going to go right to some of our beautiful brothers and sisters that have been listening in patiently on our call. I'm looking forward to this because I've been traveling and I hadn't had an opportunity to talk to our beautiful brothers and sisters. And if you listening by the way of internet, text me, 919-931-6216. I'm going to go right to our first caller, the 850 area code.
Hello.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Hey, how are you, my brother? Yes, can you hear me?
Shalom, sister, shalom. I can hear you excellent. How you doing, my beloved sister?
Wonderful. Praise the mighty Yah. All praise, all honor, all glory to the Most High. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to have you back. You know, I know you've been out on your travels. I listened to the function in Atlanta. It sounded beautiful. You know, it was wonderful. You know, the people were so receptive and so positive, and it was wonderful.
Well, praise the mighty Yah, and you and what you heard was couldn't compare to what I witnessed in person. I think we might have had one young person there. The rest was elders, and it was beautiful. And these elders were very wise. They were very wise. And it was just surreal to stand there before all these elders, and they got it, and they understood it, and they were joining in with me. And you know, I went to inspire them, but they inspired me. And it was just a glorious meeting. It was beautiful, and I was excited. And we embrace and we talk afterwards, and many of the elders, they going to be there. They want to be there, and they just want to know their role, their part, because nothing can happen without the leaders and the elders in particularly. The Almighty always called the elders first, and so the elders understood this message, and they understood their role, and they're ready to march. They're ready.
Well, praise Yah. You know, the thing about it is, it's good for me is when you know, y'all had it. So when I heard about this event, I didn't even know who was heading it up. I didn't even know, you know, who was putting it on, and I made my arrangements right away. So, you know, it's wonderful to me, you know, when someone says, well, oh, it's because you like so-and-so. I didn't even know who was doing this thing, you know. So I just love the way it sounded. You know, if somebody's going to get mad at me for going to the rivers of Babylon and humbling myself and fasting and praying to the Most High and crying out for Yah, you know, to hear us that and to redeem us, if somebody want to get mad at me about that, then, you know, that's not my problem. Because I, you know,
that's
I feel like this is a natural progression, you know, because I even heard some people say something about waiting to do it in 2019.
Yes.
In 2019, we might be in concentration camp. You know, we don't know what's coming, you know, with Jacob's trouble. We have the worst part of Jacob's trouble to go through. And we, in 2019, I hope we'll be on our way up out of here, not, you know, going to Virginia. I don't want to go to Virginia. I don't want to get on a ship, you know, in 2019. So, you know, it's time. You know, if not now, when? You know, it's time to seek Yah. Now and until he redeems us.
And you're absolutely right, sis, and I appreciate your words. And, of course, I heard about the gathering 2019. And I don't begrudge anyone that's telling our people to seek the Most High. And whenever you can, you seek the Most High. And I just want our people to know there's a clock attached to seeking the Most High. There's a clock attached to it. Now, why are we seeking the Most High now? Well, the reason why we're seeking the Most High now, and we believe it's time to seek him now, is because the Creator put it in our mind, in our hearts, in our spirits. It's just like if the Almighty put it in my mind and heart and spirit that I don't supposed to eat pork. I'm not going to wait to do that. I'm going to do that now. If he put it in my heart and mind not to wear nothing mingled, not to sleep with women without being married, not to eat unclean things, I'm not going to wait to do these things. I'm going to do these things as soon as he put it in my heart and mind. And as soon as the Most High put this in my heart and mind, I said, man, I got to call the leaders. I got to call the elders. I got to gather the people together. And this is what we begin to do. And this is what we're going to do. So if they mad at you, if they mad at me, so be it. But we're going to seek the Most High, and we're going to humble ourselves, and we're going to stand in the gap, and we're going to make up the hedge, and we're going to pray for our people that might not understand what this is all about. And we're going to pray for our people that might not know it's time to do it now. Mm-hmm. We're going to pray. And we pray that y'all hear it.
Praise Yah. You know, I don't see how, you know, somebody can get mad, you know, at people saying, well, you're just arrogant, you know, you're just arrogant and that's your problem, but they get mad because you want to humble yourself and put sackcloth and ashes. And, you know, how can you get mad at a person you call arrogant for wanting to humble themselves? That doesn't make sense. But,
you're right.
You know,
I just
prayed, Yah, you know, for it because, you know, this is not a time for us to, you know, to divide. This is the time for us to unify ourselves and to be positive and to love each other, you know, because to me, you know, if we don't, it's just a continuation of that Willie Lynch syndrome. You know, it's divide and conquer. You know, it's you know, like a Willie Lynch mob, you know, trying to go against, you know, just like the reason why black folks don't patronize each other's businesses, you know, because we just that self-hatred, you know, don't support each other. You know, that's why Willie Lynch didn't need the slave master to do anything to us anymore. We whip our own selves, you know, and you know, we find fault in each other, you know, when we should be looking at ourselves, you know, looking in the mirror and saying, Yah, you know, I want to be humble, I want to be righteous, you know, I want to be beautiful in your sight, you know. That's what we got to work toward is, you know, being positive and about loving each other. And, you know, that's what I'm about. I can't say this negativity anymore. You know, it's time to love our brothers and our sisters, you know, as we love ourselves. That's what time it is, because, you know, I don't know of anybody that's sinless, but, you know, somebody as righteous as David, you know, he humbled himself and, you know, said, you know, if thou, O Yah, shouldest mark iniquity, you know, who shall stand? You know, so if David, you know, the apple of Yah's eye, you know, said, who shall stand? You know, we need to know that we're, you know, we need to be questioning ourselves and looking at ourselves and fixing ourselves, you know, and getting, you know, ready to present ourselves before the Most High. And, you know, we're going to open up our mouth to talk. You know, we should talk about how good Yah is, you know, not how bad, you know, somebody is, you know. Let's talk about Yah. Let's talk about love. You know, that's what time it is, and that's what I'm about. And all the negative stuff, you know, I feel sorry. I used to think it was funny, you know, but it's not funny anymore. It's sad, you know.
You're right.
Praise my Yah. I love all my brothers. I love all my sisters. You know, I'm looking so forward to this event. And praise Almighty Yah. Any time to praise the mighty Yah is a wonderful time. And I just love
Hallelujah.
It. I love my brothers. Praise Almighty Yah, brother.
Praise Almighty Yah for you, sis, and I appreciate you. And I'm looking forward to locking arm in arm where we can pray and seek and humble ourselves before Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Almighty Yah.
Praise Almighty Yah. Shalom, shalom. We're going to go right to our next caller, and that was beautiful comment from our beautiful sister. Do we have our next caller on? Our next caller is 248. Erico, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Murray. Welcome.